two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans. For Cougar fans. It's Cougar Sports Saturday. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On your legacy home of BYU Sports. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into Cougar Sports Saturday, May 15, or halfway through the show here. And it's been a wonderful show so far. If you've missed any of it, go to our podcast feed. Ed Lamb, join us in hour number one. You can find that interview if you missed it on our podcast feed. But right now, can't waste any more time. We got to get to our favorite segment of the program.
The Cougar Sports Saturday Top 5. Mitch and Matt clash in a weekly battle of BYU sports knowledge. The Cougar Sports Saturday Top 5.
As always, the Top 5 is brought to you by Economic Partners, Utah's premier business valuation and strategic consulting firm. If you need a business valuation, contact econpartners.com. And now let's bring in our producer, Dallin Graff, fresh off vacation from New Orleans. Nola, we're glad to have you back, Dallin.
Thanks. It is. It's good to be back. You know, I first thing I see pulling into the city is the bright, shiny Mercedes-Benz Superdome. I'm imagining Taysom Hill running around the field next season. Wishing I could get in and see a game. But
CSSEV, New Orleans.
I'm just glad that was your first thought, because sadly, I would probably be the one that says, that was the site where BYU didn't cross the 50-yard line.
You're still hung up on that.
I'll never forget it, Matt. I'll never forget it.
My uncle, a longtime listener to the show, came up to me and said, "You tell Mitch Harper he was dead wrong. 2017 was not the worst year."
It's fair. That's fair. It's a good conversation. So what do we got on deck this week, Dallin, as the maestro of the Top 5, which shout out to Dave, by the way, in the board op over there. Did a nice job holding it down last week, but
he did. Have you back. Yeah.
What do you got on deck this week?
Yes, well done, Dave. This week, you know, we've talked NFL and football for the majority of this show so far. So I'm going to switch it over to the NBA here, because we've got a little bit of NBA news and exciting NBA news with former Cougar Elijah Bryant signing a contract with the Milwaukee Bucks. He spent the last couple seasons playing in Israel and in the EuroLeague as well. Now gets that NBA opportunity. And today we're going to be talking about the NBA and some of those Cougars who played long careers in the league. Only 24 players have even seen any sort of minutes in the NBA from BYU. Today we are looking at the five players who played the most minutes in the NBA.
Okay.
Very interesting. I like
this. So just the guys with the, you know, played the most, had, you know, in a lot of ways, these are the guys that had the biggest impact long careers and oftentimes yep. success at that. So that's what it is. Most minutes played, pretty straightforward. We're going to start with Mitch this week. Looking to right the ship.
Wow, no birthday gift from producer Dallin.
No birthday gift for Matt. Sorry. This is the rules. I have it written down who goes next. I can't break my rules for a birthday. Sorry. They're set in stone. Okay, Mitch, what's your who's the first?
Where's the stone? I want to see the stone.
What's the first name that comes to mind, Mitch?
It's pretty easy here. Danny Ainge.
Yes, unsurprising, it's number one in minutes played. 27,755 minutes for Danny Ainge in 14 NBA seasons. And he is the most impactful player BYU has produced that's gone on to play and have a long career in the NBA. Won multiple championships with the Boston Celtics, was a very important part of that team, and later on had success with other teams like the Phoenix Suns as well. So, he is, when you think of BYU players in the NBA, that's probably the guy that everybody thinks of first and foremost.
No question. I mean, Danny Ainge, all-timer. I have this pipe dream someday that Danny Ainge will, after Tom Homo retires, like Danny Ainge just says, you know, I'm done with the wheeling and dealing in the ESPN NBA trade machine. I'm going to dump all the assets and go to BYU to be the AD. How sweet would that be? You talk about negotiator, like in Big 12 talks, like that guy's going to negotiate his tail off. That guy's going to work relationships. That's like a pipe dream I have. Like Danny Ainge comes down and gets BYU in some Power 5 league. Hopefully Homo can do it, but if he can't, let's get Danny Ainge in here, the GOAT, to get in here to get BYU into the Big 12 or the Pac-12, whatever it may be.
Yeah, you got to dream big. I like it.
Dream big.
I like it. All right, Matt, to you, what's your first guess?
I'm thinking my guess is going to be, and we, of course, all of BYU Nation is wishing this man as good of a recovery as you can have with that devastating injury down in St. George. It's Sean Bradley.
Yes, yeah. Another easy one here. Sean Bradley played 19,531 minutes in the NBA in 12 seasons. This was a fun stat. I was looking through his career stats in the NBA. Played in 832 games, had 2,119 blocks in 800 games. I thought that was an incredible stat. Just goes to show you the type of skill set that he had and what he brought to a team. And of course, he was in one of my favorite movies of all time,
yes,
a childhood classic, Space Jam. I mean, when you're in Space Jam with the GOAT MJ, I mean, come on, what can you say?
That's pretty awesome.
I think, too, Sean Bradley probably didn't reach the heights that some people thought he would reach when he left BYU early. In a kind of an ironic way, I think his career is now undervalued in the NBA. He had a really good career. He was a solid starting NBA center. That's hard to do. Like, he was never a franchise player, but I think when you think about Sean Bradley, you know, he had a much better career than maybe he gets credit for. Bouncing around a couple places, but really solid NBA career.
He'd totally be more respected in today's game where it's all about the advanced analytics or specializing in certain roles and per 36 or whatever it may be. Like back then it was just like, oh yeah, that he was in Space Jam as kind of the joke guy, but he was always getting posterized. Like that's how people sadly remember him. But yeah, he was you play 10 plus years in the league. I don't care who you are. Like, you do that. That's an incredible accomplishment that goes beyond just simply being 7'6". So, yeah, hopefully Sean Bradley continues to recover and use his platform for good. That's the type of person that he is and a great family that he's in.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, Mitch, back to you with your next guess.
Let's go with Greg Kite.
Yeah, Greg Kite just misses out. He's sixth among BYU players with minutes played in the NBA. Did play over 10,000 minutes in the NBA. So that gives you an idea of his career, long career for Greg Kite, but just misses out on the top five here.
Wow. That surprises me. I was locked and loaded with Greg Kite. So I don't feel good about this one, but I just better take it while I can. Jimmer Fredette, did he squeeze in?
Yeah, not quite for Jimmer. You do got to guess it I get it. I knew, you know, it was going to come up. He is ninth, 3,000 or 3,200 minutes Jimmer played in the NBA.
Hmm. Yeah, I was either going to go Greg Kite or Jimmer. I decided to go
sad.
Kite.
Just think about that. Think about how sad that is that the 10th pick in the draft only played 3,200 minutes. Like, that to me speaks that he did not get an opportunity to succeed in the NBA.
Yeah, I recently saw, I don't know if you guys follow the Broadcast Boys on TikTok, but they did a Where Are They Now 2011 NBA Draft Edition. It was like, dang. Like, Jimmer, like, that class wasn't that great, if I remember right, but yeah, Jimmer just didn't work out. I'll go to my deathbed saying, if Paul Westphal's the head coach, it's going to be different. It's going to be different, but got to move on. Got to move on.
And here we go. Keep going in the top five. Back to you, Mitch, with your next guess.
Let's see here. Travis Hansen? Hey, man's an entrepreneur. That amounts to something. The man hours that he's put in.
He's on there. 507 NBA.
The Russian Michael Jordan, baby.
I'm trying to remember the times we sat in the Marriott Center and look at the rafters. Who the heck are we forgetting? I'm too young to probably give an educated opinion on this guy, but what about Kresimir Kostić? Should he play in the NBA or the ABA or whatever the heck it was back then?
Yeah, no Kresimir Kostić, but I think you're in the right ballpark. I think we got to think a little farther back here with some of these guys. And yes, NBA, ABA is included, as some of these guys ended up, you know, playing in both leagues.
So. I got it. Thanks for the tip, Dallin. Sometimes it's not my birthday, but you're coming in clutch. My guess, I feel pretty dang confident. He was an NBA ref too. Bernie Fryer.
Bernie Fryer. He is 10th in minutes played. 2,370 minutes for Bernie Fryer. Good guess, though. Good guess.
He was a ref, longtime ref. I thought for sure that was
doesn't.
It.
I guess that doesn't factor into the minutes played.
Yeah.
Okay, now it's rapid fire time. Michael Smith.
All right. How about you mentioned the rafters, Matt? I think he was an LA Laker or Minneapolis Laker. Mel Hutchins. Yeah, boy!
There we go. Yes, Mel Hutchins, fourth all-time in minutes. Over 16,000 minutes for Mel Hutchins. Played seven seasons in the, at that time, would have been ABA, NBA. It was the second overall pick in 1951. Yep.
Was it with the Lakers?
Yeah.
It was with the Lakers, okay.
Wow.
That's what I thought.
Minneapolis, and then was in Fort Worth, for Fort Wayne, excuse me, Fort Wayne Pistons.
Lovely, that. Lovely. So.
All right, 2-1, Matt. What do you got here?
I'm not feeling good about this one, guys. I'm not feeling good. Hafa Araújo,
not bad. He was 13th, you know. So he had you know, a couple seasons there, but not quite.
I so back wanted to Mitch. I so wanted him to work out so bad, Hafa. I'm gonna go with the fellow 1951 NIT champion, Roland Minson.
Jeez, my goodness. Oh my goodness. This is tough. Let's go with our boy, Mark Durant, baby. I'm dead.
Hordop, Dave, what are you doing going with the second sounder? Come on, put some respect on Mark Durant's name. Thank you very much.
Put some respect on his name, but doesn't quite get it here. All right,
no.
Mitch, a chance to seal it. What do you got? Remember, think a little far back, and I'll even throw maybe another one here. You mentioned Greg Kite earlier. Same sort of era, same sort of.
How come Mitch gets
here?
The first guess and the double hits on my birthday?
Oh gosh, I'm missing one. When you say that. Oh gosh, what was his freaking name? Oh gosh, I'm thinking of that 81 BYU Notre Dame game.
Oh jeez, I'm blanking.
Go ahead, Matt.
I don't have the name. Devin Durant.
Yeah, he is actually on this though. He did have minutes in the NBA, so okay, all right. There.
Yeah. Yeah, Devin Durant was. Ugh. Was he with the? Or no? Hold on. Actually, Andy Tolson.
I don't have it, Mitch. It's up to you. I can't go back into the 50s.
Well, maybe not quite back in the 50s.
It's that 81 team. I'm telling
you. That's where you're. You're in the right spot.
It's the 81 team. I know it. And that 81 team's got at least like four guys that played in the league. Oh, my gosh. Who is it? This is going to drive me insane. I am going to scream. I'm literally going to scream. Who? Gosh. Dave, don't do that to me. Who is it, Dallin?
All right. So we will listen. I'm going to call a victory here. We're going to ceasefire. We have a 2-1, so we're going to give it to Mitch this week in the top 5. Here are the other two names. The one you're probably thinking of, Mitch, is Fred Roberts.
God, yes.
Oh.
Played 14,000 minutes in the NBA over 13 seasons. Yeah, long
Ken,
career.
I am sorry. I Ken, dear friend, Ken, I'm sorry. I forgot Fred. I'm sorry. Gosh.
the other name, and this one is farther back. You're dipping in the ABA days. Is Jim Eakins?
Oh yeah.
Played 10 seasons in the ABA and NBA.
Yes.
19,000 minutes played in those 10 years.
I'll take the win, but you know what? I don't feel good about it, Matt.
It's a tough
there
many
one.
Times. That
was a challenging list, but you guys did pretty good. You guys did pretty good, all things considered.
I threw in a Bernie Fryer reference. I threw in a Bernie Fryer. That didn't win? Come on. All right.
I threw in a Mark Durant reference. Mark, tweet me and congratulate me. Something. Wish me a happy birthday.
All right. We got to take a break. We'll get back, and we'll get give you a BYU football recruiting update coming up next. And a whole lot more here on Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.